Every man faces it. Every man fails. Are you equipped? Put on your armor, men. There's a battle ahead. Welcome to the Manhole, where real men seek Jesus, aren't afraid to ask for forgiveness, and might even cry a little. And by the way, your host cries a lot. Here's the crybaby himself, Rob Warnock.
Greetings, and thanks for joining us today for this extra bonus episode of The Manhole. So, you know, in the last episode, we got into radical amputation, as Jesus talked about, cutting out what causes you to sin, removing sin from our life. And so just a little fun side bit with that is that I was talking with my pastor, and we were talking about such things, and I quoted him in the last episode about, you know, why I'm not going to be shot in Atlanta, because I'm not going to be there. So as we talked through things, and I continued to pray and, you know, ask God for clarity and to show me the things that I needed to get out of my life, one of the things that really jumped up, and it was difficult to really navigate how I was going to process this, but it was my smartphone, my iPhone. It was in my hand all but when I was sleeping, constantly on it, scrolling through Facebook, through LinkedIn, through social media, Google searching, just constantly in my hand, constantly connected, for lack of a better word, just almost complete surrender to bondage to that thing in my hand. And so it finally became very clear that that was some radical amputation that might be needed. So here's what I did, man. I took myself, my smartphone, my iPhone, to my wife, and I said, you create a password, and only you can know the password. If I need to access that phone, I'm going to have to ask your permission to do it. And I was a little bit scared that, you know, my wife might look at me like, are you kidding me? Are you that pathetic that I have to control your phone like you're a child? I mean, what are you doing with this thing that you're so afraid of? And it wasn't that I was doing anything with it that was unseemly or what have you. It's just that it was completely controlling my life. So, you know, multiple email accounts that I was checking every day, just tons of things. Then, of course, you know, I'm getting these emails in my personal email that they want to know if I want to meet some Asian women or some Russian women. And whoever thought I liked Asian or Russian women out there decided I needed to get emails at least every other day about it. So, you know, just cutting that out. So that's what we did. She created the password. And if I want to access it, then I have to ask her. And I told her it wasn't, I didn't want her to see me as I was pathetic and had no self-control or discipline. But what I wanted to do for her is I wanted to surrender control of that device that had so much control of me. So in order to continue to conduct business, I had to get really, really, really hip and cool. And I had to get myself a flip phone. So my 13-year-old, who's super tech savvy, thinks that is the funniest freaking thing. And so do all of his friends. Your dad's got a flip phone. And I do have a flip phone. And it is a pain in the rear end to navigate, to text with all the digits and numbers that are all on the, you have to mash it four times just to get one letter out of it. Old school texting. Pain in the behind. It's kind of interesting that, in all transparency, I do have an iPad that the company provides for me. And I can text from that. It comes from my email. So I have the ability to text from that. I have the ability to answer my iPhone if it rings, but I can't open it up to do anything else with it. And then I have my flip phone that I can call and I can old school text from. But with my iPad, considering that it's company monitored and driven, there's no chance of me looking at something I shouldn't look at on that, because there's the risk of a big brother that's watching me, or even typing anything unseemingly is not going to happen. So that is a safe zone. Keeping the mobile phone out of my hands, that is so easy and keeps everything so accessible at my fingertips, was the point of that. So, and I travel. So when I'm on the road, the iPhone is a paperweight unless somebody calls me. I can see if someone texts me, and then I can even ask. Sometimes I've had to ask my wife, will you please text so-and-so and tell them I can't access my phone until I get home. But I'll text them back or call them when I get home in a couple of days. So it's created some interesting conversations, but it's also given me a chance as my friends, who I didn't divulge this to until I, you know, not that I was hiding it, but until it became a reason that I had to tell them. And then, you know, they kind of look at me like, wow, that's really some self-discipline. And I have to respond to that. I can't take credit for that. It has nothing to do with self-discipline. It has to do with that I didn't have any discipline, and I'm trying to create it. And through prayer and through the grace of God and the Holy Spirit guiding me and hopefully continuing to give me strength to keep that out of my hand and understand that that bondage is not necessary in my life. And in fact, it was affecting my life. So there is some liberation that has come with that. And I don't search for my phone everywhere I go. I don't take it to bed and put it beside my bed so this is the first thing I grab when I wake up every morning. I go to bed and don't know where it is. But it's something to consider. I'm not suggesting that everyone has to do that, but I just wanted to share because it's kind of funny in this day and age, especially being in a tech-driven world and doing podcasts and doing some of the things that I do with technology and software development, that I got a flip phone. So anyway, take that for what it is. This is a little, as I said, a brief podcast snippet bonus episode. And we certainly thank you for listening to us for this 6 minutes today. And I look forward to being with you on the next episode. Let's keep the yuck out of men. Thanks for listening to The Manhole.
As always, thanks for listening today. Please make sure you go to Facebook and follow us at the Manhole Podcast Facebook page. You can stay connected there. You can even submit future topics that you would like us to discuss on the Manhole Podcast. Also, visit our website, themanholepodcast.com, and you can submit your information there to connect with us and become a VIP listener to get updates on future events. We do have something huge coming late November, a global virtual event that you're going to want to be a part of. Also, make sure to give us a great review on iTunes, share with your friends so we can get men across the world listening, and remember, real men ask for help, seek godly counsel, and get on their knees.